promises to be an interesting weekend. Of course, this is on the back of Tsakuma Tsamazibandera playing against Black Leopards at a packed stadium with more than 20,000 people watching a goalless draw in the National First Division. Something to be positive about, of course. And then 4 days later, Mamelodi Sundowns losing to Kaizer Chiefs 2-1 in front of a 30,000 packed stadium. Things are slightly on the up for South African football, on the up rather, for South African football. However, it won't get as big as this. It won't get bigger than this in the PSL calendar, because it is Kaizer Chiefs versus Orlando Pirates in the Soweto Derby. This is the Soweto Derby weekend. I am Nkululeko Nkeo, and this is the Sokala Duma weekend special show where we preview National First Division fixtures and PSL fixtures. And of course, I'm excited to tell you that I will be speaking to a man that wrote about the derby, that spoke to the legends, that is Nicholas Kirkinis, that is a Sokala Duma journalist, about what he thinks is going to happen in the upcoming derby between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. Of course, we ask you the question as well on Facebook about your thoughts and opinions about what you think is going to happen in the derby. A lot of people, based on the results that Kaizer Chiefs got midweek against Mamelodi Sundowns, a lot of people were then unsurprisingly thinking that Kaizer Chiefs rather would win the derby against Orlando Pirates. And one is Mfundo Prosperity Ngubane saying on Facebook, after careful consideration, after carefully watching both teams in their opening games, it's safe to say that Pirates will dictate the play and see a lot of ball possession throughout the game. However, they have been poor in front of goals. On the other hand, if Chiefs come with a game plan similar to that of Sundowns and Maritzburg United, I foresee a huge scoreline in the way of Kaizer Chiefs. And Chimangazo Magwabeni saying it's a crucial win for Chiefs against it was a crucial win for Chiefs against Sundowns, and it was a confident booster against coming ahead of Saturday's derby. So I think Kaizer Chiefs will have an upper hand in this coming derby. And then Sparks Pungula there saying no one is going to win, it's all going to be a draw. And then Bego Ndovu said, I see Pirates surprising people here because everybody is tipping Chiefs to win, but this is a derby. Even if the other team is off form, when it's a derby, they perform. Pirates 2, Kaizer Chiefs 1. That is according to Upegi Ndlovu. And then Cedric Mguni says, a lovely but irritating goalless draw. Lovely but irritating goalless draw. I don't know if you can be able to put the words lovely and irritating in the same sentence. But he says, Cedric Mguni says, it's a lovely but irritating draw. And then lastly, Noja Digela Mtambeka says that Pirates can win this game because they didn't play well against Platinum Stars. Now they're going to pull up their socks and win 2-0. Kabuza and Kalinge will score the goals.
Bopa Paganiya Bopa Pambili Ngama Paga Paga Siya Ingoba Lomtlala Lo Pirates 3 Kaizer Chiefs 1 Asambe Paga Chuchu.
Going to that match, I think Kaizer Chiefs has got an upper hand since they recorded a win over Mamelodi Sundowns. But this is football. This is football we're talking about. So anyone can win it.
Let's take a look now at news that happened throughout the week. And of course, we know that SuperSport United are playing in the CAF Confederations Cup semi-final, so we wish them the best of luck there. Starting off with Orlando Pirates and the Soweto Derby, Orlando Pirates legend Thabo Mngomeni is confident of a victory for Bucks in their upcoming game against Kaizer Chiefs. Milutin Radojevic and his team aim to return to winning ways against their great rivals after failing to secure victory in their last three games. They lost 1-0 against Bidvest Wits, was followed by consecutive draws against Polokwane City and Dikwena. Mngomeni was part of the derby preview in this week's issue of Sokala Duma, where he predicted a 3-1 win for Bucks against Amakhosi. That's quite brave, and I'm looking forward to a game full of goals. Whichever team wins, I'll be happy with the goals, and I'm sure you will be too. Right, moving right along then to a rather serious allegation against a top South African Football Association official. A former member of the South African Parliament, Jennifer Ferguson, has accused a high-ranking official of allegedly raping her in the 1990s. Ferguson, who now lives in Sweden, wrote a blog post this week as part of the hashtag MeToo campaign on social media that is highlighting the number of women that have been sexually harassed and or abused during their lifetime. At this point, the accused administrator is yet to respond to the allegations. And then moving right along to the CAF Confederations Cup news now, SuperSport United have been forced to leave one of their star attackers behind, with Thabo Mnyamane failing to recover from his groin injury in time for their CAF semi-final. Nyambane tweaked his groin while he scored the equalizing goal in the MTN 8 final, a game that SuperSport went on to win and lift the trophy over the weekend, last weekend that is. Matasanta have lost only one away game in the CAF Confederations Cup this season and need a win or a score draw above 1-1 in order to progress to their first ever CAF final. And lastly, Mogalo Dingele could be on his way out of Sundowns to join Platinum Stars. The Botswana international midfielder has found himself in a complex situation of not being registered with the PSL for the 2017-2018 season following his return to Downs at the expiry of his loan stint with Bidvest at the end of last season. Of course, it's a team that he won the title with last season, that is Bidvest. Dikwena are currently having Ubongo Sintuli on their books, who joined them in August on loan from Mamelodi Sundowns for the third season in a row. And those are the news that happened throughout the week. Let's hear some of the voice notes. I'm sure there are some very, very vociferous views about who people think they will win the derby.
For me, the derby on weekend, Kaizer Chiefs going to win the derby. The reason why I'm saying that here, Chiefs have pulled the socks. They play against Sundown, they play nice football. Then on weekend, it's going to be one of the games that we'll be watching a nice football. So Chiefs have a quality players, especially Parker there. From the show character, show class, and show that they have experience. So it's going to be difficult for to deal with him.
Hey, Tavan Patodin Patlele, Orlando Pirates is going to win the match because Kaizer Chiefs are just cowards. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Donovan. The team that's going to win the Soweto Derby is Orlando Pirates. Reason being is because they are the underdogs. And I think they will do well on Saturday. They will pull up a huge surprise. Because Chiefs, at their game versus Sundowns, they are playing very well. And Pirates yesterday didn't play very well. So the community is going to think that Kaizer Chiefs is going to win. But unfortunately, Pirates will snatch the points because they are underdogs. I think Chiefs will undermine Pirates on that day. And Pirates snatch the points. So 3 points for the Buccaneers.
We now joined on the line by Sokala Duma journalist who wrote a lovely spread on the Soweto Derby, of course, speaking to former players about what they think is going to happen in the future. Of course, in recent times, a lot of people have complained that it's too defensive, and that sentiment was echoed by none other than Sokala Duma's Buyani Joni on his editor's column, saying that this needs to be more open. This derby needs to be more open so that people can get the enjoyment of watching the derby. Thank you very much for your time, Nick. We appreciate having you on Sokala Duma Radio, the weekend special. How's it going, man?
Good, very good, thanks. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you to all the beautiful listeners of Sokala Duma Radio.
And would you echo your colleague's sentiments in that the derby in recent times has been rather closed and not entertaining?
No, I mean, definitely. Look, the proof is in the pudding, and it's clear for all of us to see. You know, I went to my first derby when I was 5 years old, and we were watching the likes of Siobhanga Nombete and Jabu Pule and Leslie Manyatelo, these guys tearing up the field. These days, obviously, it's a different story. We live in different times, you know. There's lots of money invested, lots of tactics invested, and the sentiment's been echoed that it is all a bit too defensive. The funny thing about it, though, is that if there was one team that decided to not take the defensive approach, they would probably slaughter the other Soweto Giants 3-4-0. But from what I've heard from speaking to the different legends of the game, they say it's not a matter of tactics. It's nothing to do with the drawing board. It's nothing to do with how many studs the players put in their boots. It's all about the heart, the character, and the fire that's missing.
And that is projected, of course, in the energy of Thabo Mngomeni. When he spoke to him, he mentioned nerves. He mentions the occasion swallowing up players. And though he picked Orlando Pirates to be the winner, what would you say technically is the advantage or disadvantage of Orlando Pirates going into the derby?
You know, I think so. Obviously, Thabo Mokoena is a little bit. I mean, Thabo Mokoena, he might be a little bit biased, being an ex-Buccaneer himself, but he does have points. You know, he's one of the freest minds in football.
Yeah, absolutely.
He, is just a heavy emphasis on the role that freedom and happiness plays for you in football. As you can see in the thing there, he describes how he doesn't even like going to the games in suits. He likes being in tracksuits. And from that perspective, I see Orlando Pirates having a slight advantage just because of the type of player they have, if they use those players correctly. So we're talking about your Rachales, yeah, and the likes, you know those kind of players.
Yeah, your Tembikosi Lodges and Makolas, all those exactly. type of players.
If those guys are allowed to have free reign and let the play how they want to play, I mean, Orlando Pirates definitely have an edge there. They can outdo any tactic because, as mentioned in the column, once you do the slightest trick, the slightest little bit of cheekiness comes into your football, all of a sudden you have the whole of Etihad Stadium behind you. Even the Chiefs fans will clap for Pirates players if they're doing something skillful. So the first guys to start expressing themselves are the first guys to get the fans on their side. They'll have the advantage.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the Chiefs' perspective of the conversation, of the column that you had. Obviously, the Chiefs' perspective was provided by Phil Sotlodi and also Stanton Fredericks. Did you get a sense from any of those legends that they were swaying towards the Pirates side, or were they also, like Thabo Mngomeni, going for their former clubs?
Well, you see, you know, the thing is, I think guys who've played for Kaizer Chiefs in the past, they're very aware of the deep and rich history and legacy of the club. They're very careful to not always express their true feelings, if I can put it that way. you know, they're not going to come outright and say that they think their former team is going to lose. You got to stick with your team no matter what. Stanton Fredericks was an interesting one to speak to because, as you know, he's played for both the Soweto Giants. So I thought he could give quite a nice balanced view. The thing about Kaizer Chiefs, the feeling I got from chatting to legends is it all depends what Kaizer Chiefs rocks up on what day, you know. You never know which Amakosi is going to rock up. Sometimes you get the Kaizer Chiefs that's going to lose to Baraka that we saw the other day. And sometimes you're going to get Kaizer Chiefs that's going to beat Mamelodi Sundowns by the same scoreline that we also saw not too long ago. So it all depends on which Amakosi shows up on the day. And it also depends, Kaizer Chiefs' performance from chatting to the legends heavily depends on the performance of their key players. Their key players are easily identical. The top two is Sipiwe Tshabalala and Itumeleng Nkune. The top three is those two plus Willard Kapsande. If those three have a good game, with their experience and with the amount of love and support they draw, wow, then Kaizer Chiefs can be simply unstoppable on their day.
And looking now at the recent form, there's always been a cliche that it goes out of the window, it's not important. We saw, obviously, with Manchester United against Liverpool, that the team that seemingly was the strongest on form coming into that game was Manchester United, but they failed to win against Liverpool, which was a slightly inferior side when you match the two. Now, at this point, on the back of three games, Orlando Pirates not winning, a draw and a loss, and then Kaizer Chiefs doing well, even though they're doing sporadically well. One time they lose, like you said, and the other time they win against Mamelodi Sundowns. So how important is the form coming into this game?
Well, you know, I think that's what makes football the most beautiful sport in the world. It's so unpredictable, especially given the recent form. You just never really know how the recent form is going to affect the game. As you said, we see examples overseas all the time. We see them at home. What I tend to notice with South African teams is that they tend to... And this is the big South African teams, and this I'm talking about Chiefs, Pirates, even talking about the funny here. They tend to up their games against the big opposition, and they tend to lower their games against the small opposition. So, Chiefs, if we look at their recent form, they've struggled and stuttered and splattered against teams that a couple of years ago they would have no problem creaming. But then they can pull one out the bag against Mamelodi Sundowns. So, they are a team that can rise to the occasion, especially when few expect them to.
I'm not going to ask you to predict who's going to win, but I'm going to ask you, what kind of game do you expect? It's been a closed game in recent past, but what do you foresee goals being scored? I mean, Chiefs plays with a five-man defensive team in recent games, in the past three games. All of the Pirates are free flowing team, prone to conceding goals. So what game, before we let you go, what game do you foresee happening in the Soweto Derby on Saturday?
You know, with every Soweto Derby, we have the same hope. We sit around the Shabin beforehand and we say to ourselves, maybe this one will be different. Maybe this will be the five-goal thriller again. And we're saying the same thing this time, and I really hope it's true. I think it will be free-flowing. I think if one of the teams, and my suspicion is it's going to be Orlando Pirates, decides that they're going to counter defense, not with defense, but with attack, with vicious, free-flowing, unstoppable attack, then I think we are going to see some goals. And we're going to see goals early on from one team in the first half. That's going to cause a change in tactics at halftime. And I think we'll see one or two more from the trailing team in the second half. I really have high hopes for this one. It's a new look Orlando Pirates. It's the Kaizer Chiefs that's got a bit of swagger after defeating Sundowns. I think the occasion will hopefully, rather than intimidate the boys, it will hopefully light the fire inside of them. And we'll see the Soweto Derby that we all deserve to see, that the country deserves to see, and that the rich history demands of this occasion.
Of course, you can catch his column on the latest Sokola Duma newspaper in this week's issue of Sokola Duma, where he spoke to Thabo Mngomeni, Joseph Sitlodi, and Stanton Fredericks. Nicholas Kirkenis, we thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, my brother, and viva Soweto.
Orlando Pirates will win. Orlando Pirates.
The derby games of now lately, they've become boring, but it's always going to depend on who wants it more than the other. But looking at Pirates this season, they started very well, and fitness, technical awareness, and You could see the transition in their attacking. Talking about Chiefs, they've been on the back pedal. They haven't really came to the game. They haven't really shown until the Sundowns match, where they showed the glimpse of what they can do. But I'll go with Pirates. I think Pirates gonna win this one 2-0. But it will depend who wants it the most, and I think they're both prepared. But you know, with Soweto derby games, history doesn't matter. It's only the matter of who will rise to the occasion.
All right, of course, there are a lot of other fixtures that are happening in the PSL this weekend. We'll start now on Saturday. Kaizer Chiefs are playing, of course, obviously against Orlando Pirates at the FNB Stadium on Saturday. And that game will be kicking off at 3:30. At the same time, Golden Arrows are playing host to Polokwane City at the Princess Magogo Stadium. Mamelodi Sundowns later on Saturday will be hosting AmaZulu at the Lucas Masterpieces Moripe Stadium. Both teams looking to bounce back there. And of course, another team that desperately needs a win is Ajax Cape Town. They are playing host to Bloemfontein Celtic. Celtic so far so good in Cape Town. They played Cape Town City in midweek. They won there 1-0. They are still in Cape Town, so looking for 6 points. In their travels to the mother city, they are playing against Ajax Cape Town at the Athlone Stadium at 8:15. Game kicking off at 8:15 at the same time as Mamelodi Sundowns and AmaZulu. And another game kicking off at the same time is Free State Stars, who are looking to extend their good winning run there under coach Luke Mil, and Platinum Stars looking for their first win in the PSL. Of course, that is playing at 8:15. Free State Stars hosting Platinum Stars at the Global Park. And then on Sunday, Baroka FC are hosting Bidvest vs. Baroka, top of the table, of course, coming on the back of their draw against Golden Arrows from midweek. Bidvest vs. will be looking forward to grabbing 3 points in order to at least to have some sort of form going forward, because remember that they are the defending champions and they're sitting in a precarious position at number 15. That game is kicking off at 3:30, and the last game at the same time will be Chippa United playing host to Cape Town City. Cape Town City coming on the coming off back-to-back losses there against SuperSport United in the MTN 8, and also Bloemfontein Celtic, as I have mentioned. Chippa United hosting Cape Town City at the Sisa Dugasha Stadium at 3:30 there. Of course, let's take a look now at the log. At number one, Baroka FC, after 8 games, they have 16 points. Golden Arrows, after 8 games, with 14 points at number 2. Orlando Pirates sitting at number 3 with 13 points after 8 games. Kaizer Chiefs at number 4, 12 points after 8 games. at number 5 and 6, both 7 games. Cape Town City and Bloemfontein Celtic both playing 7 games and having 12 points, the same amount of points that Kaizer Chiefs have, and obviously split by goal difference. And then taking a look now at the bottom teams, which is Bidvest Wurts after 7 games with 5 points and Platinum Stars after 8 games with 3 points. Alright, let's take a look now at what is happening in the National First Division. It's interesting, of course, and it's lovely to see that people are supporting. Of course, we've heard about Takuma Tsamatima, they're having a large fan base, but then they were televised last week playing against Black Leopards in a very, very entertaining game without goals and with a lot of people attending, that those new kids on the block having a lot of support. So at number one, it's Stellenbosch FC with 15 points after 7 games, and followed by University of Pretoria with 14 points at number two. Mbombela United is at number three with 12 points after 7 games. Cape Town All Stars doing well this season, with at number four with 11 points after 7 games, and finishing up the top five there is Highlands Park with 10 points after 7 games. And the teams there in the relegation zone are Richards Bay FC, which was a team that won the league last season, with 6 points after 7 games, and Ubuntu FC Cape Town not doing well with only 4 points after 7 games. And taking a look at the top scorers so far, the top scorers, the number one being Mpo Erasmus from Umtata Bucks with 5 goals, and Super Eagles Mobedi Mukwena with 4 goals, and Ranga Chivaro of Ubuntu FC Cape Town also with 4 goals, and Thabo Moseki with the same amount of goals from University of Pretoria, and a lot of other players on 3 goals. So far so good for Umpo Erasmus. Now let's have a listen to some of your voice notes.
Pirates is going to win on Saturday by 2 goals.
Hi, I'm Owetu Mahamo. I think Kaizer Chiefs will win because Steve Compella is under pressure. Because of that Baroka match that he lost, he put him under pressure. And he's not in the good position in the lock. If you can see the lock, like example, Mamelodi Sundowns have 5 games and 9 points. Kaizer Chiefs have 8 games and 12 points. That is not a good progress. I think Steve Compella is under pressure. He will win. And I'm a Kosi fan. Rise, Kosi, rise.
And of course, we thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of the Weekend Specials, the preview week. Of course, we appreciate your Facebook message, your voice notes on WhatsApp. Thank you very much. We wish the teams the best of luck for this coming weekend.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.